Yo, what's up, fam? Riley Hart here, your daily dose of self-care reality check. Let's get real for a sec. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through Insta and everyone's posting about their perfect abs, their insane yoga poses, or marathon runs that could make an Olympian sweat? It's enough to make you want to crawl back under your covers with a bag of chips, right? But hold up. Fitness isn't just about looking good for the gram. It's about feeling good, inside and out. And trust me, I get it. We're Gen Z. We're juggling school, jobs, relationships, trying to figure out our life purpose before we hit 30. It's a lot, but here's the truth bomb. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are fire. It's about taking care of your whole self. And that includes getting your body moving in ways that actually make you feel alive, not like you're running on fumes. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of workouts that do more than just sculpt abs. They literally fuel your mental and physical health. Because let's be honest, a healthy mind needs a healthy body, right? First off, ditch the idea that exercise means hitting the gym for 2 hours straight every day. It's spectacular. That's a recipe for burnout, not balance. Instead, think about it this way. Movement should be fun, it should be integrated into your life, and it should make you feel good, like really good. Second, variety is the spice of life, even when it comes to workouts. I know, sounds basic, but hear me out. If you're always pounding the pavement or lifting weights, your body can get bored. And honestly, so can you. Try something new. Explore dance classes, rock climbing, kickboxing. Anything that gets your heart pumping and your mind engaged. You might discover a hidden talent or passion. Third, don't underestimate the power of mindfulness during your workouts. I'm not talking about meditating on your yoga mat, although that's cool too. I'm talking about really feeling your body move, focusing on your breath, and being present in the moment. This isn't just about physical strength, it's about mental strength too. Fourth, listen to your body. Seriously, this is crucial. Some days you're gonna crush it, other days you're gonna need a gentle stretch session or a walk in the park. There's no shame in taking it easy. Pushing yourself too hard can lead to injuries and burnout. Remember, rest is just as important as pushing your limits. And finally, don't compare yourself to others. Scare. Social media can be a total vortex of unrealistic expectations. Focus on your own journey. Celebrate your progress, big or small. And remember that everyone's starting line is different. Let me paint you a picture. It's Friday night, right? You've had a killer week, aced that presentation, maybe even got a compliment from your crush. But instead of scrolling through endless TikToks, you decide to hit the dance floor at a concert with your friends. You're feeling the music, letting loose, and sweating it out. Not because you have to, but because it feels good. You're laughing, singing along, and connecting with people. That's what I'm talking about. That's true self-care. Finding movement that energizes you, that makes you feel alive, and that helps you connect with yourself and others. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So go out there and move your body in ways that make you happy. Find what fuels your soul, and don't be afraid to experiment. And remember, every small step counts. Keep moving, keep growing, and keep shining. Now get out there and own it. Tag me in your hashtag SelfcareRx stories. Let's see what kind of moves you got. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share this episode with your squad, because knowledge is power, and self-care is a superpower. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.